Okay, we're back for our second hour. My guest is Pastor Tony Alamo, and Pastor Alamo's been with us before. He's talked about his how he found the Lord, how he used to be a big-time Hollywood radio producer and music producer, excuse me, and found the Lord, began to preach the truth in a way that many pastors in this country, I think, have failed their congregation. What's disheartening? I see many of these evangelicals, Pastor Alamo, spreading the wrong message, spreading war for the Bush administration while at the same time telling their congregation that they're saving their souls. I believe through people I've had on my show that many congregations like Pat Robertson and some of the others have been infiltrated, and the Vatican has done a good job of doing that. I've had priests on who've talked about that, a bishop from Guatemala who has come against the Vatican. Also, we've talked to people that were close to Father Alberto Rivera. In fact, his wife, Nuri, will be on my show tomorrow talking about this very subject, infiltration of the Christian churches in America, the Protestant churches, and other congregations for the sole reason of misleading and confusing people. What are your thoughts on that, Pastor Alamo?
Well, that's their job. You know, it's like people, what the Lord keeps emphasizing is that we must become one in Christ Jesus. We can't be like mavericks out here someplace, like those flying saucers, they're together. Or like the book of Ezekiel says, they're together. They move swiftly, they're like flames of fire because they got the zeal. And we can't be saying, you're a Jew and I'm a Gentile and yeah, I'm a Christian and all this kind of, you know, that's, we need as Christians to promote the Lord to live inside of everybody. We can't say that person can't go to heaven. They can if they repent and if they ask the Lord into their heart. And this is both Jew and Gentile. There's a lot of Jews that will never accept the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a lot of them that have become Roman, what I call Roman rabbis. They're working just like there's Dathan in Moses' crowd, who was trying to lead the people of Israel back into bondage. And the Lord swallowed him up into the earth and his whole family right into hell while they were alive. And so the thing that the Lord has called us to do is to be ambassadors for the kingdom of heaven. And to, yes, you're right, the Christian is, there's a lot of people calling themselves Christians, and all they are is false angels of light. They're standing in pulpits and telling people that, you know, Bush is like the Messiah. And when in reality, I'm trying to win President Bush's soul, and I don't believe he's going to believe me if I start saying that he's something other than he is. He's a Catholic. He's saying that he's a Christian, but Catholics are not Christians. They're the Christians' biggest enemy of the church and the people of the world. They are, and these, Pat Robertson, and you've got so many of these preachers on television that the Bible says, don't be entangled with the cares of the world if you're a Christian. Well, Pat Robertson was running for president. That right there, if people knew the Word of God, they'd know that he's trying to entangle himself with the affairs of this world. And the exactly. world is condemned.
Okay, listen, Pastor, we'll take another short break, come back with a longer segment on the Investigative Journal back after this short message.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Okay, we're back with our second hour with Pastor Tony Alamo. And if you want to read Pastor Alamo's message, you can go to his website at www.alamoministries.com, and you can read a lot of his articles, and I recommend you do that. Also, we've had Pastor Alamo on before, and we've talked about his past in depth, so we're not going to go over that. You have created quite an interest, though, Pastor. We got a whole bunch of callers, and I will get to them in a moment. But let me just mention this as we continue with Pastor Tony Alamo. When I worked in Rome, and I worked there for 6 years as a reporter, a young reporter, I learned a lot about the Vatican's evil ways. I saw it through people who contacted me regarding Satan worshiping in the Vatican, bowels of the Vatican. I was there when Aldo Moro, the president of Italy, was killed by the Jesuit order and their minions in the P2 Lodge and others around Europe. I was there during the Vatican Bank scandal and watched how they infiltrated the Masonic lodges with many high-level bishops and priests who were involved in this huge bank scandal that also was headed up. I say the Vatican Bank at the time was headed up by Father Paul, Bishop Paul Marcinkus, who has recently passed away. So I saw a lot of that. And I used to think that you could defeat these guys with the truth as a journalist, that if you got the word out, you could defeat them by the truth. But I found as the years went on, and I learned more, and I might add, at that time in my life, I was quite naive and didn't really think America would succumb to their evil. I thought there were still a number of people in our country in positions of power that could fight this off, but I found otherwise. But I did learn over the years that this is not just a battle of truth. It's a battle, a spiritual battle of the Word of God. And through all my guests, Pastor Alamo included, they've made me come to believe that, giving me the strength internally to fight off, when I started preaching this message, and I say it on the air in that way, I've been called everything from a Mossad agent to a crypto Jew, whatever. And I found that the reason that they do this is they've spread so much anti-Jewish propaganda, placed people in positions of power in our government and around the world to make people believe that's the real enemy. And I want to say this, that we need to all work together to uncover the real serpent, the real head of the snake, and cut it off. And the only way you can do it is through the Word of God. And I want to thank people like Pastor Alamo for enlightening me, because I began this as a journalistic endeavor, but it's become more than just that. It's basically the saving of myself in the face of all of this. And I want to thank you personally for that, Pastor Alamo. And I hope, I know you can give this strength to many other people. Is that how you view this, a spiritual battle?
Yeah, on top of... It's a war, like you mentioned, it's a war of words between God and Satan. Now, Satan is the liar and the father of all lies, and he's the Antichrist. He's using, just like Jesus used uses human bodies to live in, so also Satan uses human bodies to live in. And they are so devoted and dedicated. Now, there's a bunch of Jews for money, for power, for position, have aligned themselves with the Vatican. But you have to remember that there's hundreds of thousands of more Gentiles that have done that. Now, there's just a handful of Jews in comparison that have done that, and they've even used some of the Jewish people have aligned themselves with the inside of their diocese, like in New York and Los Angeles. And so I follow them really close because, like I said, I was a former promoter, and I know what they have to do. They have to advertise, just like Coca-Cola or anybody else. They have to just keep saying their messages over and over again to get you into the mood of drinking a Coke. And that's the way these Vaticanites are. They control the media, so they've got that sort of an edge on us. But we, when we have God, we are more than they are. We have, and also when the Lord has given me the knowledge that he has of how the Vatican is nothing more but a big political promo team posing as a religion or posing as Christianity. That's one of the most repugnant things in this. It is the most repugnant thing in the world to me. But the only thing that we can do, I mean, we can't use carnal warfare like guns, bullets, bombs, and things like that. But we have something more powerful, which is the Word of God. And even at that, you know, like you said, you were sort of naive back then because you probably were just maybe a young Christian or maybe not even a Christian at all. But when we get saved, we have to learn the Word of God in order to possess the double-edged sword strongly enough to be able to convince the people of Iraq, Iran, the Vatican, and all these people. It's like the Lord says, he says one thing that you Christians, in the first church he's talking about in the second chapter of Revelation, he says, one thing you have, he says, is that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans. Well, this is actually symbolic of, this is the actual world Antichrist power. And he says, and Jesus said, which I also hate. Now, he didn't say he hated them, but he hates their deeds. And so we can't go around hating people, but we should be. If you want to do what the Lord says, then we have to learn the gospel and preach it to them. If we're going to war lawfully, and we won't be able to say, well, I think I'm going to join the Catholic Church so I can be a witness there, because the Lord says, come out of her. And you're no witness to them if you're like a Jew and then you go back to the synagogue. You come out of those places so you can say, then they'll ask you, why did you leave, you know? Why this position, this power, all this money and these relationships and your friends and everything? The Bible says we have to forsake all things of the old life, and we have to become new creatures. And so we're in a whole new realm. We come from the world, and now we came out of Adam, and Adam's wife came out of Adam, and the wife of Christ comes out of Christ. But we have to come out of his body, his blood. His body was killed for us, and his blood was shed for us, and he washes us from all of our former sins in his blood, and then he enters into us because he's become now the life-giving spirit or the quickening spirit, and he enters into us, and we're new creatures. So even though we might want to retain some of the friends, when we start talking about the spiritual life to them, they're going to want to reject it. They're going to cause some problems. And so you have to ignore that. Go on with the Lord. That means to deny yourself and take up the cross and follow Jesus. And the life of denial of the old life. We have to die up the cross and continue on with him. And that's...
Pastor Lamo, I've got so many callers here. I want to get to them. But let me just refresh my callers, the ground rules. I don't screen calls. And I also, if you agree or disagree, that's fine. But no name calling, and let's not talk over one another. Rita in Texas, you're on the Investigative Journal.
Well, I'm finding the discussion very, very interesting. But I'm a Christian and have studied the Bible. As a matter of fact, I used to be an atheist, and I wouldn't be a Jew if my life depended on it. In St. Matthew, which is in the Bible, it says in there, take heed that no man seduce you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and they will seduce many. Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. He also talks about false prophets and deceitful workers. You use the term Catholic, sir. I'm also a history student. And if you go back to St. Justin the Martyr, who was persecuted by the Jews, and all you have to do is get on the Internet and read his speeches, he said that where truth and justice is, therein lies the Catholic faith. That's where the term Catholic seems to have shown up historically, where I've been able to study it. Those who were followers of Christ were called Christians. But St. Paul also said that there will be one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. You know, historically speaking, the oldest church of Christendom happens to be the Catholic religion. The Bible that is of the New Testament was codified, as a matter of fact, by the Catholic Church and the Council of Nicaea. So what I'm listening to as far as Mr. Lamo is concerned, because I did hear him say that I am a Jew, I believe that he is talking about a false Christianity that I have no knowledge of. And basically, I think, is full of, is full of lies that even history will testify to be false. Now, there's one thing, however, that I will agree with. I will agree with that the Vatican is right now infiltrated and has been infiltrated and usurped by the Jews. There's an excellent book that is called Plot Against the Church, written by Maurice Penet. And he exposes how the Jews for centuries, and we're going way back, how the Jews have been constantly trying to destroy the Christian religion by infiltration of the Catholic clergy and the Catholic Church. As a matter of fact, one of their Jews, which was Pelion, usurped the throne of Peter way back, I think it was about the 11th century, and his name was Anacletus II. So I would encourage anybody, I'm one of those that, having been a former atheist, I like to look at different religions and see whether or not it passes the test of truth. Truth cannot contradict itself.
Rita, going to ask Pastor Alamo to respond and then move on to other callers because I have a whole bunch of them, but I appreciate your call and call back anytime. Pastor Alamo, did you want to respond to Rita?
Right, this person is obviously deceived because she says that'd be the last thing she'd ever want to be as a Jew. But she has to become a spiritual Jew in order to get into the kingdom of heaven. All right,
Pastor, I'm going to take a break here and then come back and we'll finish up with your comments. The music kind of caught up to me here. We'll be back right after this short message.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
The words that I remember from my childhood still are true. That there's none so blind as those who will not see.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal. Our last half hour, my guest is Pastor Tony Alamo at alamoministries.com. You can read about all of his work there. For over 30 or 40 years, he's been trying to spread the word of the Bible and to fight at the same time the Vatican, who let's just look at it this way, and then I'll let you finish your comment there, Pastor Alamo. At the, you know, most hierarchies of what I see of most of these, of most religions, Vatican included, and religions all over the world, have been infiltrated by some kind of force. So have the governments of the major countries of the world. And the force always seems to bring confusion at the levels where people are trying to follow some type of good in the world. And what I try to say is this, that there's so much confusion now. I enjoy listening to you for the reason you try to untangle that. That may give you a lead into what you're trying to say to Rita. Go ahead.
Right. Well, the woman never said that she was a born-again Christian. She said she was a Catholic, if you notice that. And then also, Catholic is the religion, and the religion is of the devil. But salvation is of the Lord. Then you take all these other religions outside of Catholicism, and they all have united themselves with the Antichrist, The reason they do this is because they people are afraid of being persecuted. This is what this former atheist has done. Is she has not been born again yet, and the Bible says that if you're not born again of the Spirit, in other words, the spiritual Jew, a spiritual Israelite, because even Gentiles, the Bible says, have to be grafted into the Jewish tree, the Christ, who is the tree of life. You have to fall down, I'm saying to her, to the world's greatest Jew, or you're not going to be saved. And if you say priests and all these people, the Vatican is the one that's infiltrating every place. They've infiltrated every government. They've infiltrated into every church. Alberto Rivera was telling me also that he himself had infiltrated. He'd bring pretty-looking girls into Baptist and Presbyterian churches with the dressed in a lewd manner in order to entice some of the... and he was a Vaticanite. I mean, you know, it's well known. To entice these pastors into falling away, and he said he succeeded with many of them. And so it's not the Jews that are... I mean, I lived in Israel. They're poverty-stricken because all the money that they get, they have to defend themselves, and they need to become born-again Christians as well. But if you remember, it was the Roman soldiers that nailed Jesus to the cross. They were the ones that did that, and... the woman needs to be born again of the Spirit so she'll have an understanding of spiritual things. She's reading all kinds of books and all people, actually Jesuit books, that are giving her this incredible confidence in what man says rather than what the Lord says. Because the things of the Lord, the real Lord, the spiritual, the greatest, world's greatest Jew, the things of him are foolishness to those that are unsaved. You must be born again, Jesus said, or you in no wise can enter the kingdom of God. You've got to be washed in his blood and filled with his Spirit, which is the water, and baptized, fully submerged, not sprinkled like the Vaticanites do, fully submerged in water in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then, if that happens and you're washed from your sins and the Holy Spirit enters into you, which is the life-giving Spirit of God, which is Christ, the Father, and the Holy Spirit, and you're resurrected from your dead life, your dead Adamic life, and you become a new creature, and the people will not understand. They'll hate you. They'll really hate you because it's against the principles of this evil, condemned, soon-to-burn world.
Yeah, and one of the interesting things, you mentioned Father Alberto Rivera. I've had his wife, Nuri, on. Father Alberto Rivera was killed, according to Nuri Rivera's wife, by the Jesuit order for trying to preach the truth and show a people of the world how they deceptively would infiltrate churches. And I know that you met him, and he stayed with you at one of your ministries, and you talked with him in depth. And I wanted to say that Nuri Rivera, who I had on my show, wanted to say hello to you and to thank you for everything you did for him. And still to this day, she's fighting these people to give you an idea how they not only tried to persecute you and put you in prison, they've tried to bribe her with money for many reasons, to say that her husband was insane and delusional. She refused to do that. They then wanted to find out where his bones were buried and said they would take care of her for the rest of his life, her life, if she would tell them, so they could take his bones back to the Vatican for some of their satanic rituals, and she refused. So my question is, people, don't get lost into this confusion. You must look at the fruits of what they're doing today to people that are trying to preach the Bible and to get at the truth, Pastor Alamo being one of them. We're going to come back right after this short message with our final half hour. We got a whole bunch of callers, so just stick there. We'll get to you right after this message.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Oh, walking towards Washington,
oh, till peace has come.
Okay, we're back with Pastor Tony Alamo. And Pastor, this show kind of acts as a bridge between the real physical world and the spiritual world, trying to bring it together, so to speak, so that people can see that perhaps the only road to salvation doesn't lie with their politicians, doesn't lie with slick thinking, but lies with a trust in what's true and right in the Word of God. That's basically what I try to do, and I'm sure you're used to people criticizing you, and I'm sure you're used to attacks, Jesuit attacks on your character and things like that, as I've become used to over the years by trying to speak the truth in this manner. But one question I have is, do they really think that they're going to get away with his evil for the rest of time? What have you learned about their psyche? What keeps them motivated, so to speak? Have you ever thought about that?
Well, you know, it's just, I mean, a lot. Or why they wanted to murder all the Christians down through the years. You remember, even people see it in these movies, you know, where it shows the Catholics taking those people to the Colosseum and feed them to the lions. No Christians ever do anything like that. It's just, you know, who can know the mind of God? You can if you read the Word of God, because the Word of God is his mind. But who can know the mind of Satan except children of Satan? They, it's his final attempt to rule the world. And, you know, if he's figuring, you know, if I have to burn forever, then, you know, I want to go down in flames, you know, as having destroyed the earth. And the Bible states when he goes to the pits of hell and into the lake of fire, the people that are there, that he led there by all the different deceptions from all the different organizations, our front organizations, such as the Cult Awareness Network, that's part of the Vatican, ACLU, that's a branch of the Vatican, and all these different things. At least I, at one time, ruled the world. I ruined the world. But God's going to burn the world up and refurbish it, because there was sin here. There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth, and only those that have given their entire life, surrendered their whole life, which is nothing. It's garbage, because if we retain our own life, we're going to lose eternal life. And if we lose our carnal life here and surrender everything to the Lord's life, his life is eternal. And when he enters us, his eternal life is mingled with our temporal life, are mixed, and we become immortal creatures, and we're going to live in paradise forever rather than burning in hell. And what their motive is, they followed Satan. They were thrown out of heaven, and they know they're on their way to hell anyway, so misery loves company. And what they want to do is just deceive everybody in the entire world to the point to where they're going to go to hell in the lake of fire with them. That's the only motive that they have. They say, we don't want to be there forever. We want to take, we know we're going, because the Bible says that Satan knows that he has a short time. And therefore, he's full of wrath right now in the government, that he's killing, murdering, maiming. Even people that are part of his organization, like Clinton, is still to this day, and Bush, they are buffers for the Vatican. They're taking all the flak. Like, they do whatever the Pope says. And when the Pope says, it doesn't make any difference, you talk yourself deaf, dumb, and blind to Bush. Like, he sent me 13 emails wanting me to tell him what would my idea be so far is ending, bringing about peace in the Middle East. And I says, okay, he's threatening to bomb them. And I says, well, wait until I write this article, Peace in the Middle East. And I said, don't bomb until you hear that. So he did. He held back. He was threatening to bomb. And then when I sent him the literature, he didn't receive it, because he has to do what the Vatican says, or they kill him, just like they did Kennedy or anybody right. else. Okay, because they're not doing the will of the Lord, and therefore there's no protection over them, and they know it. And they know, just like Satan and his angels know, that they're going to go to hell. But the only redemption for them is if they come out against the Vatican and say that they've been used, and that the things that the Vatican has been telling them to do is a lie and it's awful, and then they would have the protection of the Lord on their side. But they just haven't got enough sense to do that. Some people are just not that bright.
And I know, according to John Peeler, the FBI agent who was assigned to bring you down, he said that Clinton was behind this in the end, because I believe that you didn't support him, correct, when in your ministries in Arkansas or something like that, or tried to tell the truth what was going on, like you're doing today.
Well, I had dinner with President Clinton. As a matter of fact, he mentioned me on three pages of his new book about his life, and he mentioned in a derogatory way, he said that I look like some blind singer on speed, and that says my wife was a pretty good preacher, but I'm a promotion man and a good one. And when she died, I didn't have anything else to promote. I never promoted her. I just did what you know, I knew that I was supposed to do. I was a husband to her, and I was promoting the Lord, really. That's all.
Right. And let me get to a caller. Robert in Utah, you're on the Investigative Journal.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Fine. Pretty good.
Question?
I have just a couple things just to cover real quick, and then I'll listen.
Okay.
I'm a radio talk show guy in Salt Lake. I've been doing radio for 18 years. They call me RJ, and I was pulled off the air because I cover these kinds of things on a regular basis. And I'd like to know from your guest what he knows about these couple of points, and again, get off.
Okay, go ahead.
I understand that there is this satanic worship thing that does go on, literally human sacrificing in worship to Satan. And I found in the scripture there's a place called Micah chapter 3 that you can find evidence. So I would be one to stand up and say, yes, your guest, he's speaking the truth. And I have found in everything that I have done, I seek two or three witnesses in everything I do. And when I was doing my show, there are people who have been victims at these ceremonies coming to me from the left and from the right. They would come to me and say, RJ, I don't know who else to go to. This stuff is going on. It's pissed off. And I think for the most part among the LDS church that most people have no idea that these things do go on. Next, I do believe that there is a quiet agreement between the Catholic and the LDS church. They will operate as one. Now, this is a private agreement, but I do believe that the Jesuits do operate within the LDS church for the function of, in the context of a one world order, that they will be the one world church. And I have seen it with my own eyes. And next, regarding the origins of the Catholic Church, according to my research, the Bible talks about Jesus when he's born, when he's in the temple, then when he's in his ministry. And many years, this Joseph of Arimathea would take Jesus to Cornwall and Devon and Somerset, and there's history and there's tradition. And after they finished crucifying the Christ, they went after Mary and his family, and many of those fled back to England. And there were many believers of Jesus already there. And the Catholic Church chased those people and tried to put them to death as much as they could. And so these contingents still exist. There was a film I saw recently that does show the evidence of this. I'm almost done. Luther, the video, Luther. It shows this clear connection between government and religion. I believe this connection now exists between the federal government and religion. In fact, it's no accident that all the heads of state went to pay their homage to the last pope that died. Then they went to pay their homage to the new pope that went in, and then it was Bush that made a personal visit to the leader of the LDS Church, and the next day, this professor from BYU, who has evidence of 9/11, that was a demolition, from BYU was told to shut up, and he was dismissed from his position. There are so many...
I'm going to let Pastor Alamo comment. Go ahead, Pastor Alamo. Did you want to comment?
Oh, well, there's no question about it, but I knew the steward of the LDS.
Hello? I think he must have dropped off. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm just wondering if I'm coming through because I'm on a cell phone.
Yeah, you're fine.
I know that everything that he's saying, so far, there's some things that he's saying about them fleeing to England, so I'm not sure of that. But I know that the LDS Church and, so far as I know, the Mormon Church is not receiving any problems at all. They used to. The head of the Mormon Church called me years ago when my wife was in the hospital dying of cancer. He called me and asked me, what can we do? Is there anything, experience that you have from the persecution that you've received down through the years from the Vatican that you could tell us? And I says, yeah, I can. Can I come to see? I said, my wife is dying. If there's any, you can come later or, you know, whenever she gets well or whatever. They were getting persecuted. Now I know they're not. So it's a very great possibility that they may have made a deal with the Vatican to not attack them anymore. It's like those people, and as well as the other church, which is Seventh Day Adventist. I mean, a lot of the things that they say are true, but they're also they attack the Vatican, but not as much as I don't know how it come about, but they don't seem to be getting persecuted anymore. And if we worried about persecution, well, then, you know, we're going to go down the drain. We're not going to have all the commonwealth of the Lord that he promises us, like protection, defense, healing, and all the other things that he offers us that we have already if we're doing what he says. We're zilch. We have no protection, nothing. Like, they will kill you if you don't expose them. And all these people that keep silent are the ones, even in the White House, if they would just tell what's going on in there, and the ones that in the Vatican, they tell what's going on there, then they would be safe, because everybody knows if they kill somebody that's exposing them, that the people will know it's the Vatican, and that's the thing that they hate worse than anything, be exposed, that Satan cannot walk in the light, and if because they walk in darkness, and they're clandestine. They have to make deals. They fly from to the LDC church over there in Kansas City. They make a deal, and that's it. Either do that or we're going to throw you in prison. They said they're going to throw me in prison. They gave me a 6-year sentence, and I got out in 4 years. But I didn't care. Even at my age, and my son was just born, I can't deny the Lord and receive any blessings from him. So I've been out of prison now for 10 years, and I don't have any intentions of backing off from that bunch of devils. They're not the holy seed. Israel is the holy land, not Italy or Rome or the Vatican. Israel is the holy land. And then what do they call the Vatican the holy seed? That's the most unholy organization on earth. It's the Antichrist. It's the actual Satan's machine here on earth. His machine, his church, his one world church, they have already become, anybody that you see that is united Pentecostal, united this or that kind of church, they've united themselves with the Vatican. And now the same thing with Luther's church. They've united themselves back with the Vatican. They say the Holy Catholic Church. If they were going to tell the truth, they'd say the unholy Catholic Church.
Right, and it should be mentioned, too, that the Vatican owns much of Jerusalem now, and they've also owned the Temple Mount. They've been trying to, they've purchased that, and they have a deed on that. And I ask people, if they're not interested in what's happening in Israel, if they basically are not fomenting anger towards the Israeli people, through the use of taking over, through their deception of taking over the government and the rest of those people working in that country to destroy the Jewish people. If it is the Jews, what do they have to benefit? They're losing their country. I mean, they're losing, people are being slaughtered there. They have nothing to benefit. And I say this.
That.
What's that?
The Vatican doing that. They're going to tell them, look, I, the Pope, if you let me move into Israel, if you give us the Israel ground there, put the Vatican there, we can stop all this persecution. We can stop it immediately. But just make a covenant with us, like just like Bush went over to the LDC church. Well, he says, now, if you'll just make a deal, that's what's going to happen. As a matter of fact, Kissinger went over there to try to make a deal, and the Jews at one time rejected that. But now they're getting harassed by the Vatican so much that when they go in there, the Vatican, the Pope, is going to say, I'm God here on earth, and all I got to do is tell the people, and I run the world army. The United States of America army is my army, and they're ruling the world for me. And he says, now, if you let us in there and put the Vatican there, there will be peace in Israel. And the Bible says when they say peace, peace, then come a sudden destruction.
Exactly. And let's go to one caller here real quick. We got about a minute before we take this break, Mona. So go ahead. You're Mona from California.
Hi, Pastor Lamo. I have one thing to point out to you. I think you misspoke yourself when you said that the Bible says that God curses those who curse the Jews and blesses those who bless the Jews, and I'm sure you'll agree, but I just, it's important, so I wanted to quote. It actually says in Genesis 12, 1 through 20, 2, I will bless you, Abraham, and make your name great. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you, I will curse. And if he wasn't just talking to Abraham, which is what I believe, he was talking about his seed, which includes the Arabs. Thank you very much.
Oh, no, the Arab is, the Bible calls it the bastard race, because it's not Ishmael that is the son of promise. It is Isaac, and so it's the Jew. The Isaac is part Ethiopian, or she's a black, the woman. But,
all right, we're going to take a break.
Sarah is the actual mother.
All right, let's take a break, come back. We'll finish up with our final segment with Pastor Tony Lamo, back after this short message.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Okay, I'm going to get right back to it here. We only have a short time with Pastor Tony Lamo. I wanted to mention, though, you can get a hold of him or listen to his messages at www.alamoministries.com. He's also on many radio stations all over the country. Some of them include WMQM in Memphis, Tennessee, WITA in Knoxville, 50,000-watt station KAAY in Little Rock, station in New York, Dallas, Los Angeles, KLAA, Atlanta, Georgia, WAEC in Chicago, my hometown, WCFJ, and Fort Smith, Arkansas, Las Vegas, and also on shortwave, and all over the world in stations like Radio West Africa, Radio East Africa, Radio South Africa, Radio North Africa, a station in the Philippines, and in Sri Lanka. So you can listen to Pastor Alamo's message on any one of those stations, and you can find out the exact times if you go to his website. That's quite a list. That keeps you pretty busy during the week, doesn't it, Pastor?
Yeah, it sure does. But one thing I wanted to add is that I said that Hagar, she actually is an Egyptian. And Sarah didn't believe that she was going to have, that they were going to be able to have a child. So she gave Hagar, an Egyptian, to her husband. He went in because there was no law then. And, you know, in the Bible, there's many wives. There's nothing that is any condemnation on that. And so when this half Egyptian and half Jewish boy was born, he was called, no, that isn't the child of promise. The child must come from Sarah, a Jewess. And so the lineage of Jesus is from Abraham as the first Jew, Isaac, Jacob, the root of Jesse, the lion from the tribe of Judah. The actual lineage of the Lord Jesus Christ is put intact for all these years to prove that he's a Jew, not an Arab. And God gave all that land over there to Israel, not to the anyone but the Jews. And then you've got all these, they're calling it Palestine. It's not Palestine, it's Israel. And that's Bible. And the woman that was talking to me on the phone before, she needs to study the Bible more. And she needs to get, if she's not born again, but if she is born again, she's naive. And that naivety comes from not studying the Word to make herself a workman approved by God. So, yeah, this radio thing keeps us busy, just like yourself, I'm sure.
Yeah, and I was wondering, just in the last minute or so here, what lately have you been working on, and what do you think about this war in Iran coming up? Do you believe that's going to happen?
I believe that until the Roman Vatican, the Roman Catholic Church gets complete control, that's why they are not going to move. Satan must control the world as it is, this corrupt world. The Lord is going to come back and destroy it. But so they're going to keep on, and that's why Bush is so steadfast. He's as afraid as a rabbit, but he is more afraid of the Vatican. So he's doing exactly what they say. He's going to keep the troops going.
All right, Pastor Alamo, we're all out of time. I want to thank you again for coming on the show, and we'll have you on again. Thanks, Pastor Alamo.
Thank you very much. Jimmy Craig, talk to you later.
Okay, that was Pastor Tony Alamo. We're all out of time today. Sorry, couldn't get to all my callers, but we'll have Pastor Alamo on again. We're all out of time right now. Yeah, and until then, until tomorrow, same time, same place, good afternoon.